Hi, welcome to Booky, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Booky at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we will unlock the book, Eat That Frog, 21 Great Ways to Stop Procrastinating and Get More Done in Less Time. Here's a common challenge we all face at work. There are two very urgent and difficult tasks in front of you. How should you choose? A newcomer in the workplace would usually get themselves in a knot while working on two tasks at the same time. But this is not very efficient. When doing one task, you worry about the progress of the other one. As a result, you can do neither tasks well. So, what is the correct approach? It is very simple. To complete both tasks quickly, you have to deal with the more difficult and arduous task first, complete it and then do the other. But there aren't always just two urgent tasks at your work each day. You may arrive at work in the morning and have multiple tasks to be done, each with different urgency. Then how do you choose? Time management guru Brian Tracy offers us a tip: eat the ugliest frog first. What does it mean? Here, the frog is the most difficult and important task for you. Eating this frog is to complete the most important and difficult task. As American writer Mark Twain once said, "Eat a live frog first thing in the morning and nothing worse will happen to you the rest of the day." If there are two, eat the uglier one first. This rule of eating the ugly frog first doesn't match the daily work habits of many people. Think back to when you arrived at your office in the morning. Would you choose to complete the simple tasks first? Then, when you are ready to solve difficult tasks, psychological fear and resistance may lead you to play with your phone and relax. If some trivial tasks are temporarily added, such as sending emails and reimbursing expenses, then eating this frog will become a drag. Most people find it difficult to resist the temptation of doing first the easy, then the difficult. After all, you can get obvious results by completing simple tasks first. But doing so will neither improve work efficiency nor performance, because you can easily drag important and difficult tasks to the last minute and end up having to hastily complete them. In the Booky of Deep Work, we also analyzed other disadvantage of such a choice. Feel free to listen to it. As a result, if you want to use time more efficiently, improve work efficiency and performance, you must learn to eat that frog. In this Booky, we will introduce the main content of this book in three parts, and learn how to eat that frog. Part 1, how to find the frog. Part 2, how to eat the frog. Part 3, three tips for maximizing time. We know that the frog refers to the most important and difficult task. But how do you judge whether a task is important? What is the basis? Brian Tracy pointed out that the basis for judging whether a task is important is to see if it can help you achieve your goals. Therefore, to discern which tasks are important, we need to figure out what the goal is. Stephen Covey once said, "If the ladder is not leaning against the right wall, every step we take just gets us to the wrong place faster." This refers to the importance of goals. Covey said in his First Things First that before talking about time management, we must first figure out our direction in life. This also emphasizes the importance of goals. In addition to guiding us to find frogs, goals can also motivate us. The clearer a person's goals are, the easier it is for him to overcome procrastination. Since a goal is so important, how then do you determine your goal? You can ask yourself what you want. If you find this question difficult to answer, you can talk to your boss to find out which things are most important to your job and what standards should be met. Find the most important thing, clarify the relevant indicators, and you will find your goal. What do you do once you have found your goal? Brian Tracy suggests that after finding your goal, write it down quickly. Writing your goals down on paper means making a concrete plan, not just imagining your goals in your head. In the book, the author stated that under the conditions of equal education and ability, those who wrote down their goals achieved 5 to 10 times more than those who did not. After writing down the goal, you then also need to develop a plan to reach it. First, set a deadline for completion. If you have any sub-goals, set a due date for them too. Many people tend to neglect to set deadlines when making plans, thinking that everything will be fine if they make their plan perfect enough. Setting a deadline tells you that there is a beginning and an end to achieving this goal so that you can increase your sense of urgency, and you will not procrastinate. Next, you have to think and list all the tasks you need to accomplish to achieve your goals. This checklist can help you visualize your goals and tasks. Prioritize the little things on your list, consider which things should be done first, and what can be left till the end. When arranging priorities, the 80-20 rule can be used. This rule was first proposed by the Italian economist Vilfredo Pareto. He found that many economic activities follow this rule. For example, in a company, 20% of important customers contribute 80% of sales, and 20% of key products and services generate 80% of profits, 20% of a person's work contributes 80% of the results, and so on. How, then, to follow this rule? For example, suppose you are a salesperson and your goal for this year is to complete a sales target of $5 million. After analysis, you find that several important customers can contribute $3.5 million. In this way, your priority is very clear, that is, to conquer these important customers, and the next priority is to continue to develop smaller customers. Then, you can arrange your work into a quarterly plan, monthly plan, and weekly plan. So we've talked about how to find your goals and how to make an overall plan for them. When it comes to the implementation phase, we had better make a daily plan. This is because, in addition to completing the tasks that are related to our goals, we also have various chores that need to be dealt with every day. Making a daily plan can avoid the chaos of the next day. For example, before going to bed at night, you list your plan for the next day in a to-do list, what needs to be done, what is the most important task to be completed first, what can be done in your spare time, and what can be done in the afternoon. When making a daily plan, it is equally important to find the most important and highest prioritized task, that is, to find the right frog. We can once again use the 20-80 rule to find the task with the largest contribution to the result and prioritize it. Lastly, we need to know a concept for finding frogs, called the long-time perspective. After more than 50 years of research, Dr. Edward Banfield of Harvard University found that successful people have a long-time mindset. They will consider their 5-year, 10-year, and 20-year goals, and then use this to gauge whether the current short-term plan is reasonable. If we take a long-term perspective to consider our short-term, medium-term, and long-term goals, and then look at the current state and plan, we can better judge whether the plan made at the moment can achieve our future goals. For example, working hard every day, focusing on the most critical tasks, and investing energy and time in key work-related tasks can have a huge and positive impact on the future. On the contrary, although reading the news and gossiping with colleagues during work hours can make you happy in the short term, but in the long term, it can affect your promotion and future career development. Therefore, people with a long-time perspective can think about the longer term, see what impact their actions will have in the future, and concentrate on completing tasks and activities that have greater potential for growth. This concludes the first section of this bookie. We learned how to find the frog. The basis for judging whether a task is important is to see if it can help you achieve your goals. Therefore, to discern which tasks are important, we need to figure out what the goal is. After clarifying the goal, you need to write the goal down, and then make a list of tasks that need to be completed, sort the tasks according to their priority, and make a plan. When prioritizing, you can refer to the 80-20 rule and list tasks that can contribute 80% of the results as priority tasks. In the execution stage, it is best to develop a daily plan. The daily plan also needs to prioritize tasks. It is worth noting that when looking for frogs, you should cultivate a long-term perspective and judge whether your short-term goals are in line with your long-term plans. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.